Set Free Ministry team and its international ministry partners welcomes you to another edition of The Journey. Whether working in some little jungle village in South Asia or the mean city streets in South America, the Set Free team faithfully brings the message of Jesus to those in need, building churches, training pastors, working with international leaders, and securing our religious freedoms. Set Free touches others for Jesus. Whether using old-fashioned evangelistic crusades or even the newer mediums of television and the internet, we bring the message of the kingdom of heaven to those around us. And now our hosts, Dr. Dale and Terry Climie.
All right, you know, Bob and I were talking. See, you guys don't get here early like Bob does. And so Bob and I have this chance to talk about all the different philosophical things of the world. And made mention of the fact that Socrates, or if you ever watched Bill and Ted's Great Adventure, I think your excellent adventure, it's Socrates. But Socrates, in his time, was known to be a very wise man. By some. And by others, he was known to be a very foolish man. And so, as Bob pointed out, it was the oracle that revealed to Socrates that he was wise because he understood how foolish he was, you know. So to understand what your shortcomings are can bring a lot of wisdom. And so as we're studying the book of Job and all that God has for us in this little short passage of scripture, we come across some deep philosophy here in Job chapter 28. I'm just going to go ahead and read 12 and 13 and then verses 21 through 28 of Job 28. And Job is asking the question, but where can wisdom be found? And where is the place of understanding? Man does not know its value, nor is it found in the land of the living. Thus it is hidden from the eyes of all living and concealed from the birds of the sky. Abaddon and death say, with our ears we have heard a report of it. God understands its way and he knows its place. For he looks to the ends of the earth and sees everything under the heaven. When he imparted weight to the wind and meted out the waters by measure. When he set a limit for the rain and a course for the thunderbolt. Then he saw it and declared it. He established it and searched it out. And to man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. And so what Job is searching here, he's saying, well, since I'm going through this great life-changing experience, what lessons are there for me to learn? We have sat here and debated back and forth God's mercy versus God's judgment and all of this. And what is the basic importance of life? Why are we here? You know, these are questions that people have been asking themselves for, well, thousands of years. Here we have the earliest written document in the world, and Job is asking this question, you know, why am I here? What's going on? What is important? And one of the things that Job notices right away is that man's wisdom is limited. How many of you understand that with all of our life experiences, all of the education that we might have, still we don't know it all?
Amen.
Amen. Now, if I were speaking to a group of teenagers, that would be quite different. Okay, because of course teenagers do know it all, and they are very quick to tell us how out of it we might be, and all of us are shaking our heads because not only did our teenagers tell us that, but we can remember way far back when we as teenagers at least thought the same thing, if not verbalized the same thing to our parents. And there is that I don't know, it is the ultimate pride to think that we can figure everything out. There is a pride in saying, I'll put it under a microscope, I'll dissect it, I'll analyze it, and I'm going to find out what makes it tick, and if it doesn't fit under a microscope, if I can't analyze it or dissect it, then it can't be real. And that is just the ultimate in the pride of man, isn't it? It's only real. It only matters if I can understand it. You know, during the Middle Ages, the church used to have a saying, and it, of course, people today mock it, but they would say, it's a mystery. And, well, tell me about regeneration, being born again, salvation. It's a mystery. We can't understand it. We just know it happens. Well, tell us about divine healing. Well, we can't understand it. It's a mystery. And back then, people were humble enough to admit, you can't figure out everything in this world. Amen. Amen? They were humble enough to say, listen, there are some things that only God can tell. And Terry and I were watching a television program the other day explaining the miracles of the Exodus. And these people had it all figured out scientifically how each one of the plagues occurred. And it just made perfect scientific sense. Look at this. Look at how this happened. I mean, they had it all figured out. And Terry and I sat there and we watched this thing and we looked at each other and I think we agreed, you know, such is the pride of man to think that, oh, this absolutely, without doubt, is the way that God did this. And I pointed out just a few things to Sister Terry about some of the fallacies, because they were saying, you know, the Bible, when it's talking about when they crossed the Red Sea, they were saying how there was a wind that came in, and in the morning they were able to cross over on dry land. And so what these scientists did was they actually set up some fans and they went to where they think the Red Sea was and they were going to blow these fans and here's a ridge here that if the moon was just right and the wind was just right and all this good stuff, they'd be able to cross over on dry land. And this really made good sense, except for one little thing. It was just about 200 yards from the shore. You know, this way. I said, you know, if all it was 200 yards, they could have just walked around the end of the sea. Why did they have to go across here? What's the big miracle? And so, you know, they were so proud of themselves. They had it all figured out. Well, I'm not ashamed to say, you know what? It's a mystery. I don't know. How did Terry and I meet? Was it an accident or was it a mystery? How did all of us get to this place?
Misery?
Mystery. It's okay to say that life is a mystery. Why do some things happen and other things don't? We can make ourselves insane by trying to figure out why things happen, or we can find peace in knowing that with God it's a mystery. Amen? Amen. And so, I mean, there are just so many, you know, jokes written about it. But what it all boils down to is I can be comfortable in saying, my God knows. Amen. I don't have to know. Amen. And so here we have Job that he's given up. He does not know the why, where, wherefore, whatever of what's going on, but he does recognize where is wisdom found and what is understanding. And about 1,500 years later, King Solomon would be saying the same thing in Ecclesiastes. This is wisdom. This is what an understanding is. And it's the same thing today in verse 28 to the man. He says, behold, the fear of the Lord, that's wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. And so what we need, what the world doesn't understand, is that when we recognize that there is a God greater than us, a God who loves us enough that He recognizes the fix that we're in, that no matter how hard we try or how hard we don't try, that we're never going to live a life that can bring glory to God. We're never going to live a life that's going to be good enough for Him to overlook our sin. But the whole idea of the Advent season is the celebration of the fact that God recognized that we were unable. And where we were unable, He was able. Amen? Amen. And so the fear of the Lord, does that mean terror?
No.
Amen. You know, there will be one day when the nations of this earth, they do tremble in terror before God, because it is a terrible thing to fall into the hands of a righteous God. Amen? But praise God, we don't have to fall into those hands in judgment. We can rush into those hands in love and forgiveness. Praise God. And so to fear God, to recognize that there's something greater than us, that brings me comfort. I don't have to figure it out. Behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. Now, somebody has said, Dale, what is going to happen if you live your whole life for Jesus and you die and find out that it was all just a sham? What are you going to say? What are you going to do? And I said, well, if it was all just a sham, then I don't have to worry about anything, do I? Because I wake up in nothingness. You know, there is nothing to wake up to. But even without the life eternal, the peace that comes from serving God and departing from evil, there are benefits in the right here and now. Amen? Amen? I mean, I don't have to worry about dying of liver failure from drinking too much. I don't have to worry about dying from lung cancer from smoking too much. I don't have to worry. I might have to worry about eating too much. That's something I still have to deal with. But to live a life according to the Word of God has its own built-in benefits.
Amen.
Amen. It has its own blessings. Because each of us believe the Word of God, we're here this morning. Amen. We're enjoying the fellowship of the believers this morning. We're receiving peace. We're receiving comfort. We are receiving friendship this morning because we recognize that there is a God. And so we choose to be here. We choose not to live a life like the rest of the world. And as a result, we choose to receive the blessings that we have right now. But better than all of that is the promise. See that first little candle? The first little Advent candle. Amen. Well, it's not really a candle because they don't allow us to have open flames up here. But the first little candle just is getting us ready for that advent of the Savior. It's a promise. It's a candle of promise that there is something beyond this life. There is something beyond the grave. And that something are the promises of God's Word. You know, today is the beginning of the church calendar. The church calendar doesn't start on January 1st. In most of the ancient denominations, the church calendar starts on the first day of Advent. This is the day of beginnings. Why? Because it is the day when we prepare ourselves to receive Jesus, to receive the Prince of Peace. Has everyone here received the Prince of Peace? Have we experienced the salvation that comes only through Jesus? Not of works of righteousness that I have done, but according to His mercy, He has saved us. Father God,
Morning comes another day. Time doesn't wait, it doesn't stay. You have a choice you must make. How will you face it all? Life just winds like a mountain road. Sometimes yes and sometimes no. Good or bad, nobody knows. Will you choose to stand or fall? And just when you choose to take it on, the waves stop and the sea goes calm. Lie down to rest your mind. Here comes the rain. Yeah, welcome to the shine.